Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a jazz era long gone, yet always relevant and timeless in its fluidity. That was the 1956 tune Playboy from the great saxophonist and flutist Frank West. This tune pays tribute to the Kansas City-born musician who came into this world back in 1922 and left us on October 30, 2013, at the ripe young age of 91. Frank had a long, full life as a musician. At the age of 10, he started to learn the alto saxophone and later on became proficient on the flute to diversify his playing. This all paid off. Over the years, he played with the likes of Billy Eckstein, Eddie Haywood, Bull Moose Jackson, and most notably with the Count Basie Orchestra, where he really etched his legacy. He flourished on the tenor sax, recording dozens of LPs with Basie. It was in 1964 that he left the Midwest for New York City to lead his own groups and play with bands like the New York Jazz Quartet. He was a real studio guy, holding a contract with ABC for 10 years, performing for Saturday Night Live, The Dick Cavett Show, The Sammy Davis TV Show, and many others. His power in jazz was recognized as he got a bit older. In 2007, he received the American Jazz Masters Fellowship Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. And ultimately, he left many a memory and song to the lore of jazz for all of us to dig. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the birthplace of the late, great Frank West, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you all of our jazz, with cats like Wayne Shorter, Clark Terry, The Bad Plus, and many more. Our next cut on this hour of Neon Jazz comes from the voice that made Irving Berlin's God Bless America iconic. Here's the great Kate Smith with the 1945 track, The Tumbling Tumbleweed. And for all you Big Lebowski fans out there, you're going to recognize this one.
Tumbling tumbleweed. Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Keep a penny in your pocket, 'cause you might need the luck. Keep a penny in your pocket, 'cause you might get stuck. Keep a penny in your pocket, 'cause you might need the luck. Keep a penny in your pocket, 'cause you might get stuck on me like I'm stuck on you. Keep a nickel in your pocket, better yet a dime. Keep a nickel in your pocket, in case you gotta buy some time. Keep a nickel in your pocket, or a shiny new dime. Keep a nickel in your pocket, in case you gotta buy some time, 'cause I ain't got time for you. Keep a quarter in your pocket, so you can make a call. Keep a quarter in your pocket, you might need it after all. Keep a quarter in your pocket, so you can make a call. Keep a quarter in your pocket, you might need it after all you did. I ain't picking up for you. Get stuck on me like I'm stuck on you. Yeah.
That was what we call a rising star in the jazz craft. Award-winning trumpeter, vocalist, and composer, the very talented Bria Schoenberg, with the 2012 song Penny in Your Pocket off her cool album called So Is the Day. From Chilliwack, British Columbia, Bria is now living in New York City. Most recently, she earned a 2013 Jazz Journalist Association nomination for an up-and-coming jazz artist of the year. And recently, she was in Downbeat Magazine's Rising Star Critics Poll for 2013. She tours the world, headlining major clubs and festivals, as well as programming music education workshops for all ages. She is good for a reason, and we're glad to have her here on Neon Jazz. Ratcheting things up a little bit more here on the program, here's Conte Candoli with Art Pepper with the 1957 song of the times, These Days, Autumn Leaves, off the Mucho Calor album.
Thank you.
That was Brooklyn-based composer and bandleader, the very talented Darcy James Argue, with his band The Secret Society, with the flavor-rich tune The Neighborhood off a critically acclaimed 2013 album called Brooklyn Babylon. Darcy is a 7-time winner of the Downbeat Critics Poll and is credited with making the big band cool again and reinventing the jazz big band for the 21st century. His Secret Society isn't so secret. They've been around since 2005, and it features a very impressive 18-piece ensemble. This is one momentous act reinventing norms of jazz into futuristic journeys that we are all going to benefit from. How about a trip into the 60s next here on Neon Jazz? Here's the great Clark Terry with Chick O'Farrell on the 1966 tune, The Peanut Vendor, off their album called Spanish Rice.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the prolifically talented saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter with his quartet in tow on the 2012 song Plaza Real off the critically acclaimed LP Without a Net. He has been said to be jazz's greatest living small group composer and a contender for the greatest living improviser. Shorter first came to wide prominence in the late 50s as a member and eventually the primary composer for Art Blakey's Great Jazz Messengers. In the 60s, he went on to join Miles Davis's second great quintet, and from there he co-founded the jazz fusion band Weather Report. He has recorded over 20 albums as a band leader, and we can go on and on about his appearances and his awards, but he's Wayne, and he's the best, baby. Off a great listen called Modern Jazz, a collection of Seattle's finest jazz, this is A Cat on That Album, a 2006 album, pianist and composer Clay Giberson with the tune Incompatibility.
Thank you. Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Off the 2010 album The Blue Mountain Sun Drummer, that was Wadato Leo Smith and Ed Blackwell with the song Uprising. Wadada is a trumpeter and composer working primarily in the fields of avant-garde jazz and free improvisation. He was one of the three finalists for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize for Music for the 10 Freedom Summers album he released in 2012. While Ed Blackwell is a jazz drummer from New Orleans, known for his extensive and memorable work with Ornette Coleman, together they are magic on this album. Our next song on Neon Jazz is a cover of Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover from the band Pink Turtle. They are a French seven-piece vocal group performing swing jazz interpretations of contemporary pop songs. Dig it.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. She said, it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
Just flip out the blackjack, make a little plan, stand. Don't need to be Corroy, just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz don't need to discuss much. Just drop off a guinea and get yourself free. Just flip out the matchup, make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be Corroy, just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz don't need to discuss much. Just drop off a guinea and get yourself free.
Said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that, and would you please explain about the 50 ways. She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight. And I believe in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
Just flip out the blackjack, make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be Corroy, just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz don't need to discuss much. Just hop off the key and get yourself free. Just flip out the blackjack, make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be Corroy, just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz don't need to discuss much. Just hop off the key and get yourself free. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz don't
out of the guilty and get yourself free.
Just live on the back jack, make a new play on stem. Don't need to be called Roy,
just listen to me.
Up on the bus,
yes.
Don't need to discuss much.
Just drop out the guilty and get yourself free.
Again, that was the Great Pink Turtle covering Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
And the Pink Turtle.
The Pink Turtle.
Wow, what a neat name. I knew when I pulled that one out of the record rack for you there, I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to like this one, and I do.
You know, that was very, that's a French band name right there. That's what that is.
Definitely.
They lived up to it. And Paul Simon, how can you go wrong? So, speaking of 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Well, we got
to
go.
We got to go, folks. And on that note, we're going to leave with the great Minneapolis band, The Bad Plus, with the song 7-Minute Mine off their 8th studio album that was their first to feature electronic instruments. Imagine that. 2012's Made Possible. With that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the magic microphone, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, you may call it a wand, if you wish.
We shall, Mr. Pata. Talk to us about our show, contact us, let us know you're out there in Radio Land. We would love to take your requests. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Here we go, sir. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Got her done, all on a brand new console, my man.
This sure is shiny over here.
Tell you what, got to thank Glenn Williams at Calvary Bible College. I know they shut down the AM, but it is nice to have a board to work with.
Glenn's a good man. He's been a big fan of the show, and Glenn, we love you, man.
Love you, man. And with that, zap it.
Neon Jazz.